Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, I have talking points from Russian mill blogger, which I've read over, and they all seemed extremely challenging. So there's nothing about this that isn't fog of war. It's all speculation, but that's where we are. The front line in Ukraine appears to be frozen. And I read that is a purposeful plan of the Moscow war planners. They're buying time for a buildup. But we've been concentrating on conscription, but their industries have switched to full war economy. Everything for the front was the phrase from the Second War. They don't have enough manpower right now. They're drafting from all parts of the former Soviet empire. They're inviting people in from everywhere in Eurasia to work in their defense plants. They're turning out tanks, artillery, the big stuff for a conflict with, well, therein lies the question. Anatole, let's work with the idea that there is a proposal that Moscow will talk about. And I read from this mill blogger the requirement that the entire left bank, as well as Odessa and Nikolaev, be transferred to Russia. That means that Novorossiya would extend through the Odessa Oblast and put Russia right at the edge of Romania, which is a NATO member. And that what is left of Ukraine, goes this mill blogger, would turn into a low-intensity war, what he calls terrorism, or names it as terrorism. Does that sound like an immediate future is possible, that Russia would take Novorossiya and then weather through the resistance that the rump Ukraine would offer indefinitely for the balance of the century? Is that realistic?
I don't think so. I mean, nothing can be excluded. But to capture Odessa and Mykolaiv, the Russians would have to get over the Dnipro River. They have no bridgehead on the western bank. To capture the whole of eastern Ukraine, they would have to capture huge cities like Kharkov and Dnipropetrovsk and Zaporizhia, where I was last year in hospital. Now, these are cities much bigger than Mariupol, let alone Bakhmut, which it took the Russians months and tens of thousands of casualties to capture, and the cities were reduced to ruins in the process. This would still be an immense military challenge for Russia, and it would require the total defeat of the Ukrainian army. Now, you know, let's not forget that once again, I mean, so far, Russia's gains in recent months have been very limited. Real, but very limited. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I would be very surprised if it was possible, you know, in the short term. Or that, I mean, my information is, for what it's worth, and once again, I mean, as you say, we really don't know what's going on in Putin's head, but in the wider Russian establishment, they would accept a peace settlement, which will be far, far short of that. It would basically be, you know, Russia holds whatever it holds. Ukraine is neutral. There is a commitment to ban what the Russians regard as Nazi parties and symbolism. And that's a very difficult one, because that would, although, by the way, it would be completely in tune, in line with EU and West German and Austrian law. It would, of course, bring the Ukrainian government into direct conflict with its own extremists, which would be extremely dangerous for Ukraine.
part of the Milblogger's thinking involves the collapse of Ukrainian army because it's not resupplied. Is that realistic? We have a minute.
Yes. I mean, if the United States does not resume major military shipments to Ukraine, then the Ukrainian army will be defeated. But I doubt it will be so completely defeated as this scenario implies, because after all, Ukraine in the first months of the war was much less well-equipped than subsequently. And yet, through courage and grit and limited arguments, they put up a hell of a fight. If the Ukrainians are still capable of digging into major cities and defending them, then, you know, even if it can break through and make territorial gains, Russia will still have a huge fight on its hands.
Anatole Levin, the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. This is CBSI on the World. Fog of War, emphasize. This is speculation out of a Milblogger. Fog of War. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.